For more than 2 weeks, a U.S. Marine Corps battalion from Camp Pendleton, California, has been at the forefront of the siege in Najaf. The unit is the 1st Battalion, 4th Marine Regiment, known as the 1-4, and it's on its second tour of duty in Iraq. A year ago, NPR's Ivan Watson profiled the battalion when it was occupying the southern Iraqi town of Hilla. That was after it fought its way up from Kuwait to Baghdad during the U.S. invasion. Well, this month, Ivan visited the 1-4 in Najaf and talked to the Marines about how their mission has changed since last year.
One night during week two of the Najaf siege, the Marines from Charlie Company waited in dozens of vehicles ahead of what was supposed to be a big American push into rebel-held parts of the city. Marine Lieutenant Seth Moulton briefed his platoon. Tonight's mission, he said, was to raid buildings used by the rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's militia.
Although it's from a distance, we basically surround his mosque, and when he shows up tomorrow morning for his next round of peace talks, we got a huge bargaining chip on the table.
At the last minute, Baghdad ordered the Marines to call off the raid for political reasons. Moulton's platoon grumbled, even though one of its members had just been wounded by a militiaman's hand grenade a few days beforehand. The Marines, Lieutenant Moulton explains, have a reputation for being action junkies.
Winston Churchill said that there's nothing quite so thrilling in life as to be shot at without result. And maybe there's a little truth to that.
Last summer, Moulton's mission wasn't to kill Iraqis, but to entertain them. A year ago, this 25-year-old Harvard graduate was co-hosting a local TV show with his Iraqi translator. It was called Moulton and Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
This evening we're broadcasting from the Research Triangle Institute, located in a new office at City Hall in Hilla.
Moulton's battalion spent last summer occupying Hilla, a quiet Shiite Muslim town 45 minutes drive up the road from here. The focus of the mission then was the reconstruction of the community. There was no plan, Moulton says, so the battalion had to make it up on the spot.
We had to pretty much figure out everything on the ground. And I think our battalion did a great job.
Moulton taught local reporters lessons in journalism and ended up becoming an Iraqi TV celebrity. The rest of the battalion rebuilt schools, set up a city council, and even paid salaries to their former enemies in the now disbanded Iraqi army. During this period, the Marines suffered only one casualty in Hilla before handing over the town to Polish troops last fall. After leaving Iraq, Moulton and many of his fellow Marines watched from America with growing concern as the situation deteriorated in Iraq.
Being a Marine and not being in the fight, like I explained before, but it was also frustrating knowing that we had worked so hard and made so much progress in places like Hilla, and then things were going downhill.
Many officers here believe the media exaggerates the bad news from Iraq, but the Marines agree that the insurgent groups they fight now are tougher and better organized than the militants they battled 1 year ago.
I spent a lot of time trying to figure it out. I mean, the bottom line is it's a civil war.
Dave Holohan is a major in the 1-4. He says the biggest threat is the ex-Ba'athist Sunni Muslim insurgency that has systematically targeted Iraq's new government with suicide car bombs and assassinations.
So the old Ba'athist and the guys that are looking at the Shia coming to power and the Iranian influence and whatever other people they don't like are kind of going back there and reestablishing their roots and utilizing those assets to fight against these new powers that be.
Holohan says his battalion's job has also gotten harder because the U.S. military's image in Iraq is worse than it was a year ago.
Soldiers are just not a good way of making friends. I mean, God bless the American soldier, but if you took 164,000 high school students from America and dropped them off over here, which is basically what a soldier is, and you said, this is America, you'd be asking for trouble.
The troops here are keenly aware that the troubled U.S. occupation of Iraq is now a political football in the run-up to presidential elections in the U.S. These Marines avoid voicing political opinions in public, but Lieutenant Moulton says in their tents, he and his fellow officers in Charlie Company often hold raging debates on foreign policy and the conduct of the war.
We will do whatever our commander-in-chief tells us to do, and we'll go to the ends of the earth for him. But there's one thing that he can't order us to do, and that's how to vote in November.
The 1-4 returned to Iraq last month to train the Iraqi security forces in Najaf. Instead, they're now laying siege to the holy Imam Ali shrine that's occupied by Sadr's Shiite militia, a group the U.S.-backed Iraqi government has declared illegal. Despite the new challenges, Lieutenant Moulton thinks the 1-4 can ultimately succeed in Najaf the way it did a year ago in Hilla.
I saw a part of Iraq that worked, and so I came back with the hope that could be applied elsewhere and make this whole thing work.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.